众所周知啊，
As everyone knows,
胡锡进在俄乌战争问题上的态度是一贯的。
Hu Zijin has consistently maintained his position on the issue of the Russia-Ukraine conflict.
令人作呕。
Disgusting.
我以前也曾几次发视频和文章批驳过他。
I have also criticized him in videos and articles before.
后来就不再关注他了。
Later, I stopped paying attention to him.
怎奈他作为几千万粉丝的退休媒体大
Unfortunately, as a retired media with millions of fans,
V，影响力摆在那儿。
the big V's influence is obvious.
所以，即便我不去主动的看
So even if I don't actively look,
他，总会有不少的朋友们。
He always has a lot of friends.
有意无意地给我推送些他的垃圾文字。
Whether intentionally or unintentionally, he keeps sending me his garbage.
一般我都是选择无视。
Usually, I choose to ignore.
但是昨天有朋友推给我，
But yesterday, a friend recommended it to me.
最近他写的一篇短文。
Recently, he wrote a short article,
却让我还是忍不住想说几句啊。
but I still can't help but say a few words.
他是这样说的
He said so.
：“俄罗斯和乌克兰原本是两个兄弟国。
Russia and Ukraine were originally two brothers.
国家和民族
Nations and ethnicities.
都是西方挑的，北约东扩闹的。
It's all the fault of the West and NATO eastward expansion.
而且从根本上说，
Furthermore, fundamentally,
俄乌厮杀是苏联解体后遗症的猛烈发作。
the killing between Russia and Ukraine is a fierce outbreak of the aftermath of the dissolution of the Soviet Union.
无论谁对谁错，
Whether it's right or wrong,
这场战争现在都该结束了。
This war should have ended a long time ago.
无论谈出什么结果，
Whatever the outcome,
只要和平了，
as long as there is peace,
我相信两国民众都会欢天喜地。
I believe that the people of both countries will be happy.
已经打了4年了，
It's been 4 years since I started.
两国民众肯定都累了。
Both people are tired.
很简单的，盼和平。
Simple to distinguish between peace and war.
对老百姓来说，
For the people,
和平本身就是公正的。
peace itself is just.
前面那一段话啊，
The previous paragraph,
是他尽人皆知的陈词滥调和信口。
Jitarjin Renjai Jai Chen Sin Lan Diaro He Zin Ku
辞皇，是从克林姆林宫照抄的俄国话术。
The phrase from the Kremlin refers to a Russian idiom or saying.
他已经说了无数次，
He has said it countless times.
我们都已经懒得再搭理他了。
We've all stopped bothering with him.
但是后面的一段话。
However, the following sentence,
他恶心的程度不仅再次刷新了无耻的底线。
his level of depravity not only once again broke the bottom line of shamelessness,
而且让我有一种似曾相识的感觉。
and it gives me a sense of familiarity,
因为我分明从不少川粉的口中听到过同样的混账逻辑。
Because I have clearly heard the same absurd logic from the mouths of many hardcore fans.
这也是为什么
That's why
我说，
I said
随着双浦河流，
the Dishuang River,
俄粉和川粉也会产生河流共情的原因。
Russians and Americans also experience the phenomenon of river empathy.
胡锡进居然认为不需要计较是非对错。
Hu Zijin actually thinks that it's unnecessary to consider right and wrong.
无论什么结果，
No matter what the result,
只要和平了，
As long as there is peace.
两国民众便会欢天喜地。
Two people will be very happy.
我真不知道是谁给了胡，替胡，替乌克兰人民欢天喜地的权利。
I really don't know who gave Hutt the right to make the Ukrainian people happy.
我只是奉劝胡锡进千万别带着这样的言论。
I just advise Hu Zijin not to make such statements.
去乌克兰很可能会挨揍。
Going to Ukraine is likely to be a fight.
如果这样的战争都可以抹去是非原则。
If such wars can erase the principles of right and wrong,
那么还有什么战争是不能无视对错的呢？
So are there any wars that cannot be ignored?
那历史上一切的侵略和对外征服，
All the historical invasions and conquests abroad,
在胡的话语体系中都成了可以轻描淡写。
In whose linguistic system these statements were easily dismissed.
无对无错和事不关己的饭后谈资。
No mistakes, no regrets, and nothing to do with me.
那胡锡进该如何面对我们历史上的那些深重的苦难？和马方那臭名昭著的投降正义论如出一辙。
How should we face the deep suffering in our history and the infamous righteous surrender of Mao?
胡锡进这番助纣为虐的阴险言论，
Hu Zijin's insidious and treacherous remarks,
最致命的硬伤也是一样，
The most fatal injury is also the same,
那就是无法普遍适用，
That's not applicable in general.
所以那根本不是一个可以成立的道理。
So, it's simply not a valid argument.
而是一个给乌克兰量身定做、用心歹毒的舆论陷阱和劝降书。
And it is a carefully crafted and malicious propaganda trap and surrender letter tailored for Ukraine.
我想问胡锡进。
I want to ask Hu Zijin.
顺便也问那些为川普的俄乌政策诡辩的川粉们的事。
Also, ask those Trump supporters who defend Trump's policy on Russia and Ukraine.
如果按照你的逻辑，
If according to your logic,
那么八十多年前，
So, 80 years ago,
当我们艰苦卓绝持续了14年的抗日战争，
When the arduous and tenacious war of resistance lasted for 14 years.
在它进行的过程中，
During his process,
有人提出中日应该媾和，且无论谈出什么结果，
Some people argue that China and Japan should continue to talk regardless of the outcome.
老百姓都应该欢天喜地，
Everyone should be happy and celebrate.
你作何感想呢？
What are your thoughts?
你是不是也认为那种割地求和的和平？
Don't you think that kind of peace which involves dividing and conquering?
老百姓也会欢天喜地。
The people will also be happy and celebrate.
你还记得汪伪政权当年是如何解释他们与日本媾和的理由吗？
Do you remember how the Wang puppet government explained their reasons for being allied with Japan?
他们和你是一个腔调。
You and I have the same taste.
而且绝对比你说的漂亮。
And it's definitely more beautiful than you said.
但是历史却无把无耻卖国的。
However, history has no record of shameless profiteering.
他们通通盯上了耻辱柱。
They all focused on the shame pillar.
胡锡进当然很明白自己的歪理邪说有多么的令人不耻。
Hu Zijin certainly understands how reprehensible his own absurd and evil ideas are.
所以他对此采取的策略是用吓人的大帽子来恐吓一切。
So, his strategy was to scare everything with a huge hat.
拿俄乌战争和抗日战争做对比的企图，说吧。
The attempt to compare the war in Ukraine and the anti-Japanese war.
不过你怎么办？
But what about you?
不让你说就是了吗？
I forbid you from saying it.
一副流氓无赖的丑恶嘴脸。
A despicable and malicious face.
胡锡进还说，
Hu Zijin also said that,
对老百姓来说，
For the people,
和平本身就是公正的。
Peace itself is just.
听听，他居然把和平和公正画出了一个等号。
Listen, he actually drew a sign equating peace and justice.
真是其心可诛了。
That's really outrageous.
按照这样的荒谬逻辑，
Following such absurd logic,
那么历史上一切建立在压迫和恐吓基础上的和平秩序都是公正的。
Therefore, all peace orders established on the basis of oppression and intimidation throughout history are just.
而打破这一高压式和平的任何努力都是不可接受和不公正的。那社会是怎么进步的？
And any attempt to break this high-pressure peace is unacceptable and unfair. How can society progress?
到今天这个文明阶段的呢？
To this stage of civilization today,
那我们是不是应该停留在皇权时代才对？世界是
Then shouldn't we be stuck in the era of monarchy for the sake of the world?
是不是也应该停留在中世纪？
Shouldn't we also stay in the Middle Ages?
按照同样的胡适逻辑
Following the same logic of Hu Xi,
我还想问胡一句
I also want to ask Hu a question.
如果某一天有歹徒闯入你的家里，
If one day a thief breaks into your home,
抢劫了你的财产，霸占了你的妻女，你
He robbed you, seized your property, and took your wife and daughters.
是不是也打算像你建议乌克兰人做的那样？
Are you also planning to do what you suggested for the Ukrainians?
欢天喜地地接受被欺凌和被掠夺的现实呢？
Joyfully accepting the reconciliation of being bullied and robbed.
只为了实现和歹徒的和解。
Only to achieve reconciliation with the villain.
你是不是也打算把歹徒对你的袭击解释为是你挑衅了歹徒之后他的合理反应？
Are you planning to explain to the attacker that your attack was a reasonable response to their provocation after you provoked the attacker?
你是不是也打算？
Are you planning to calculate?
说因为你曾经对歹徒不够友好和尊重。
Because you were not friendly and respectful to the perpetrator.
所以歹徒有权合理的洗劫。
Therefore, criminals have the right to reasonably loot.
给你一番呢？
You.
一如你自己解释的俄乌冲突的原因那样。
As you explained, the reason for the lack of conflict is.
呵呵。
Ahar.
凡是不能普遍适用的逻辑都是不成立的。
Any logic that cannot be universally applicable is invalid.
因为逻辑从来不是为了个体事件来编造理由的，那样。
Because logic is not for making up reasons for individual events.
它就没有任何意义了。
He has no meaning anymore.
而是对事物发展的普遍规律进行归纳总结的，这是最最基本的常识。
Instead, it is the most basic common sense to summarize and generalize the universal laws of things.
如果你发现自己的逻辑或者道理，
If you find that your own logic or reasoning
只能用在别人身上，
Only applicable to oneself
而不能用在自己身上，
But cannot be used on oneself
那就不要有片刻的犹豫。
Don't hesitate for a moment.
赶紧把它扔进垃圾桶里。
Throw it into the trash can right away.
这是你唯一正确的选择。
This is the only correct choice.
我反复说过一个最基本的道理。
I have repeatedly said a fundamental principle.
任何和平失去了公正性的前提。
The prerequisite for any loss of justice is peace.
也就失去了它的价值和意义。
It also lost its value and meaning.
没有公正性基础的所谓和平。
A peace that lacks a basis in justice.
毫无疑问是虚假的。
No doubt it is fake.
它只会埋下民族和国家之间世代仇恨和下一次更大冲突的种子。历史已经无数次地证明了这一点。也正是基于避免人类社会陷入无限重复的悲剧性历史循环，所以战后建立的联合国主导下的国际秩序就是以公正和公平性作为评判和解决世界冲突的出发点。因为唯有公平公正才能有说服人心的效应，才可能最大限度地消解仇恨的因子。而公平公正性的前提就是成员国必须无条件地遵守国际法，任何违反国际法的行为，比如侵略、征服等等，都不能被国际社会理解和接受。这也是国际法存在的核心意义。胡锡进其实什么都明白，但是他却非要说歪理，非要为虎作伥，为什么呢？懂的都懂，大家心照不宣吧。
He only planted the seeds of hatred and conflict between nations and generations, which would lead to a larger conflict in the future.